I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Traditionally, a passport from the United States has acted as a get-out-of-jail-free card in China. But the recent arrests of American citizens is changing this. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says both the founder and the assistant director of China Horizons are detained in China. The reason? The government thinks they're helping people enter the country illegally. Now there's concern that recent arrests could point to something more, something similar to the Boxer Rebellion. The question's being asked, is it time for foreigners to leave China?
Xi Jinping and his government have set as an aim, they are going to control religious expression in China. And if that takes tearing down church buildings, if that takes putting people in prison, they are going to exercise that control.
Pray for Christians in China for their tact and wisdom in navigating the situation. And on Sunday, November 3rd, we're hoping to see God move powerfully through the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. IDOP, as it's called, is coordinated annually by Voice of the Martyrs. One noteworthy country you can pray for this year is India. Over 60% of Indian Christians experience direct oppression for their faith. And this was the first year India made the World Watch List's top 10 worst countries to live as a Christian. Eric Morsett with Mission India says they're releasing a four-day devotional over IDOP weekend to help people pray for persecuted believers in India.
People who sign up, they'll be able to just read about the different types of persecution that Christian Indians have geared toward them, but also what God's doing in spite of all that.
You can find the links to get the details and sign up at our website. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Support from people like you helps keep MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, so a gift of any amount will help us to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.